Hello, is Dickie Betts there?
He's not here right now. May I take a message?
Yeah, it's Steve Newton calling from Vancouver. I was supposed to do an interview with him right now.
Oh, okay, yes. Actually, to tell you the truth, he is here. But it's been very hectic here this morning, so
okay.
I was just going to take messages.
Ah.
Yeah, I can go get him. Hold on a second, okay?
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah, it's Steve calling from Vancouver.
Steve, yeah, how you doing? Have I talked to you before, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, I did, actually.
Yeah.
I think you guys are happy with the last interview I did.
Yeah, you did a real nice article. I remember that now.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations on the new live album there, Dickie.
Thank you.
It's been it's been a long time coming, I guess.
We have to earn the right to do those, I guess. You know, that's our favorite kind of thing, is just being recorded live. And,
yeah.
You know, of course, when a tape starts rolling, it takes a little bit to get over being conscious of trying to play to that tape recorder instead of playing to the people. You know, that's why we recorded so many different nights, is just to try and catch a good, relaxed night, you know, when we were, could forget about that tape rolling.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, we played in Macon, like three nights in Macon, and we played three nights in Boston, and we recorded three or four nights in New York.
Yeah.
Actually, we played that little theater in New York, ten nights straight running. I felt like I was back in the club circuit, you know, playing a six-nighter.
Are those three of your best cities, would you say, or is it just...
Well, I don't know. They're kind of significant, you know, all three, because the Fillmore was in New York, you know, and the Fillmore East record came out of New York. And we've always had great fans in New York City. And then Boston is kind of where we got started. It was, you know, when we first left Atlanta, we went up and played to Don Law's Tea Party there. And he would just let us play there for free, you know, and so we'd play for free all the time and trying to get started. So we spent about 2 months in Boston just trying to get some recognition.
Yeah.
And in the process, we built up a lot of, you know, hardcore home base kind of fans, you know, there, which is kind of lasted throughout all these years. And then, of course, you know, Atlanta and Macon, that's you know, that's where we evolved out of, so.
Yeah.
So that's the story on that.
Yeah.